Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week we're heading to Larson Bay, a small community on Kodiak Island.
My name is Kara Darling. I live in Larson Bay, Alaska, and I work at the tribal office. We are in a bay, Larson Bay, so we are on the coast. You see the ocean, and there's mountains all around. We have about two roads, and when you first get there, you would see the post office, the school, and our city building, which is pretty much the extent of our office buildings besides the tribal office and the clinic. We're known as Bear Country because we have a lot of bears in Larson Bay during the summertime. We have about seven lodges that people come out to see the bears and do the fishing. I think we even had Jonathan Taylor Thomas out here, I heard. Right outside the tribal, there's a creek that leads to the ocean, and during the summertime, you can go out there and just see bears about 10 to 15 feet away eating fish, and they pretty much just leave you alone or they'll just eat the fish. And like this last summer, me and my supervisor looked out the window, and there was a baby cub just standing on its hind legs about 3 feet from our office. It's actually even illegal to walk up to our dump during the summertime. You have to have a motor vehicle because there's so many bears. We just had a carnival at this Halloween carnival at the school last week, and that was a lot of fun. The kids put it on. They decorated the gym all spookily and did a cakewalk and sold hot dogs and that type of stuff, played games. In the winter, it's very, very quiet. We probably only have, I would say, less than 60 people. In the summertime, it's a lot more busy because we have all the lodges open and then we have the cannery open. The rent is really cheap out here, to be honest. That's probably one of the best things.
Kara Darling works for the tribal office in Larson Bay. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Jeremy Shea, Monica Goki, and Dave Waldron. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Ariel Van Cleve.